Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with State Senator Rick Jones. Rick, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I have my morning coffee in the beautiful town of Holland.
Hey, I wanted to get you back on the show, Senator, to talk about synthetic marijuana. I know when it comes to bath salts and this synthetic marijuana, which has been a problem throughout the state, especially down near the Detroit area. I know that you had worked on legislation for the bath salts, but bring us up to date from what you know, what's being done in the legislature about synthetic marijuana.
Well, the first thing we should get away from the term synthetic marijuana. This is not marijuana. It's a synthetic drug brought in mainly from China. It is sprayed onto leaves and sold literally to children in gas stations, convenience stores. Every parent should be on the lookout for it. This is not just in the Detroit area. In fact, it happened over here in Zeeland, where parents surrounded the store with picket signs and said, "Don't shop here until this guy stops selling poison to our kids." I have legislation that's on the fast track. It's gone through the Senate. It's in the House. And it will allow the director of the community health of Michigan. She will be able to call the Board of Pharmacy in within 10 days when we find a new chemical and ban it from sale. It's something we've got to react faster. Whenever we ban a chemical, the rogue chemists, the drug makers, come up with a new chemical a month later. So we've got to do something that allows the community health to react sooner.
Well, you could find this stuff in gas stations and smoke shops and party stores. Just to enlighten us, Senator, what exactly is it?
It is a synthetic chemical that was invented, believe it or not, at Clemson University. They were experimenting, and they invented this stuff, and it was never intended for human use. In fact, the scientists that invented it in a lab said anybody that puts this into their body is an idiot. And unfortunately, greedy people found out they could spray it on leaves and sell it to kids, and they think it's harmless. It is not marijuana. It is a dangerous synthetic chemical. In fact, we've had deaths occur because of this. We've had long-term psychological problems. It's a dangerous product.
Well, the side effects are linked to seizures and anxiety attacks, and there's been some violent crimes committed by people who were on this also.
Extremely violent. In fact, they had a grandmother that shot her grandson because he became so violent. She allegedly shot her grandson to protect her own life.
Well, this is so dangerous. If it's so dangerous, why are we taking so much time to get this off the streets and out of the stores?
Well, we have banned it in the past. You know, we put legislation through way back under Governor Granholm. But the rogue chemists, if you ban one product, is called K2. Well, if you ban K2, they come out with K3, K4, K6. You know, they change the chemical. So that's why it's so important to empower the director of the Department of Community Health to react faster so we can, we can stop it.
When do you think we'll have a resolution on this?
I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks we'll complete my legislation giving the director more power. It is important that we react to this, but I would urge every parent out there to sit down with their students, sit down with their college students, high school students, and explain to them that this is not marijuana. It is a very, very dangerous synthetic drug.
All right. We've been talking with Michigan State Senator Rick Jones from the Grand Ledge area, as well as Points Beyond. Thanks so much, Senator. We appreciate your time.
Have a great day.